And welcome back to the Final Score.TV. Steve Dion here. Today I'm joined by head coach of the Seattle Prep Lady Panthers, Michelle Hall. Coach, how's it going today?
It's great. It's going great. Going great. Having fun.
Yeah, we are having fun watching all the great hoops this year, especially in the Metro League here. And, you know, the Seattle Prep Panthers, you've been there for a long time, and they've had a lot of success, including that great run to the state championship game a couple years ago. Haven't quite reached that height of what you had been at back in 2013, but off to a real strong start this season. Made a couple big statement wins against Garfield and Lakeside recently. You know, what are kind of your early impressions of this year's Lady Panthers team?
This team is very young, but they are ready to play basketball. They have a good basketball IQ along with the work that they've been putting in over the last couple years. And this summer, it's starting to show and pay off. So I would say just gaining some more experience being such a young team.
Gotcha.
We have only one senior.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, getting it done with underclassmen, that's pretty impressive. You know, I look at the schedule, and there's about a three-week break between league games, the one that you played Friday and then January 4th. What are you going to do to kind of keep your team fresh during that winter break?
Well, first of all, we're in California December 19th through the 24th. We're playing in the Santa Barbara Tournament of Champions. It's going to give us four games in 5 days. And we're looking to make a statement with that tournament and then come back and give the girls some time off to rest their legs, because after the first of the year, we have three games that first week back, because we have to make up the basketball game with Blanchette. So lots of basketball, lots of rest. The first 2 weeks will be some good team bonding.
Definitely.
You know, that's going to go a long way down the stretch.
It'll be great to get a fresh perspective at kind of some new team down in California, and we'll definitely be rooting you guys on down there. You know, when you take a look at the Metro League this year, what are kind of some of the big games that you have remaining down the stretch, kind of circled on your calendar, and kind of some of the top teams that you've seen so far?
Well, you know, on any given night, all teams step up. Metro is one of the top teams in the state, so you can't sleep on anybody.
Definitely.
I would say, of course, Cleveland, Blanchette, back-to-back, Rainier Beach, Self, Holy Names, because that's a rival game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say those teams, to be exact. The biggest game coming off of Christmas is going to be handling Cleveland. And not overlooking anybody, by no means, but
Definitely.
Not overlooking anybody. But I would say we handled Garfield's pressure game from tip-off to end, and that just it showed what these girls are made of, you know, with the physical basketball, the quick basketball, and, you know, they stepped up very well. And then to come back and take care of Lakeside, who has a great player in Spillers, you know, it said a lot, because Garfield was a physical game. We could tell they were, our girls were a step behind against Lakeside, but I think it's because of that physical game with Garfield.
It's definitely a grind throughout this Metro League season. Why don't you talk a little bit about your team this year? Who are some of the names that the big names in terms of just, you know, they put up the big numbers, but then also some of the players that may not show up huge on the stats, but are very crucial for your team, you know, getting these wins?
Gotcha. Well, first of all, you know, we have our one senior, Chinwe Izunu.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting double doubles for us. And sophomores, B. Franklin, Helen Savage, junior Hillary Lampke. I've got a starter freshman, 6'2" freshman, Marie Hawk. She's people are going to know about her once they see her play. She has a great upside. And coming off the bench, I've got a freshman, Emily Petro, junior, Sarah Jane Brackett, and on down the line. So we go pretty deep, and these girls like each other. They play for each other. And the coaching staff, you know, Katie Fitzmaurice, Rob Fleming, we're all having a great time coaching these girls. I mean, they support each other, and that really helps. Those sophomores that were freshmen last year, they grinded it out against Metro, and we made it to districts, and they gained some experience that coaching will never be able to, you know, we can't coach experience. So I think that's paying off this year.
It's definitely great to have a chemistry. Joined here by coach of the Saddle Prep Lady Panthers, Michelle Hall. And coach, before I let you go, you know, from what you've seen so far in these first four games, what is like kind of the one thing that you're looking for your team to kind of improve upon in to ensure that you make a deep run this year, whether it be just in the, you know, the Metro League playoffs and even as a run to the state playoffs?
Well, a key is being able to handle the physicalness of some of these players, that the teams that I said that we still have yet to play, and, you know, boxing out, handling the physicalness, and executing our offense, whether it's a zone or man, better execution of the offense and handling pressure and being physical. Those are things that we can fix and correct and get better at. The best is yet to come, but it's the little things that count.
Definitely. It's definitely don't want to leave any stones unturned and, you know, just playing good disciplined basketball. Coach, really appreciate you jumping on with us today. Good luck down there in California, and we'll be watching.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. There she is, head coach of the Seattle Prep Lady Panthers, Michelle Hall. Make sure to catch the finalscore.tv for scores, highlights, and exclusive interviews just like this one. Check it out at thefinalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in Metro League hoops coverage.